Yeah, without a question. I thought, you know, just total looking at the game, to three quarters, that was Wildcat basketball without a question, making the extra pass, hustling on defence, crushing the glass. Probably the second quarter was you know, we weren't as aggressive, and then we got tentative, so it really got them back into the game. I think we got up by 10 early and then kind of sat back and gave them a chance, and I think they tied it up to get, but I was pleased in the second half, really stepped up.
What did you make of Dallas before?
Oh, fantastic. You know, he's Jermaine's one of the hardest workers on our team. He's, you know, on the day off, he's in lifting weights at 7, getting extra shots up. I'm happy for him that he's had a great game tonight, and the teammates, you know, they passed the ball to him in his right spot, and he was confident out there and really effective off the dribble.
Were you making that extra pass that you've been talking about?
Yeah, I think we finished with 22 assists, you know, out of 32 made baskets, and you know, you take a couple of layups that we got out of that. So, you know, it's a real big improvement of what we're doing. It's a step ahead. We're getting better and getting the chemistry on the court and finding our strengths in the team and melting that together.
And Steve was talking about the physicality in the second half and saying you guys sort of out-muscled them, basically. Is that how you felt?
Well, it just rebound. They were leading the rebound at half time, so we really got to get on the boards and start, you know, taking control. I think they got 7 points in that second quarter through offensive rebounds, and there was a couple of fumbles that fell right in their hands for a layup. And you normally, if you work hard, you get those breaks, and we weren't working hard in it. And it was really a reminder at half time of what we're trying to achieve.
As far as the 3-point scores, that was a big factor 2 weeks ago. Are you happy with the way he gets him off the arc through that first half?
Not really. Looking at 42%, you know, that we'd you know, get up by 4 or 5 points and then have a chance, then they come back and hit a 3, you know, that was their stop. And then obviously we reduced them by 24 points from last game, which is fantastic. But look, they've got some you know, Blansfield, that I recruited when he was a 16-year-old kid, he plays hard and can do off the dribble and shoot. And Steinle is a you know, knockdown shooter. So they got some guys that can shoot, and a couple of other guys, cameo performances on the line. But they can certainly shoot, that team.
Dre seems to get better as the game wore on. From our point of view, is that how you saw it?
Yeah, we're starting to find him, starting to get him some good looks, and getting him comfortable out there. And sometimes it's just you know, it takes a while to get the chemistry right and find each other's strengths and play to that. And I thought, you know, he was really connected. He was our leading rebounder there again tonight. So, you know, he's working hard, and I was glad that he was get a couple of alley-oops and a couple of dunks to you know, get the crowd buzzing.
What do you think that'll do for his confidence?
I think it's a great step for him. You know, he had to wear it on the chin last week coming off the bench, and you know, two ways you either can pout and think about poor me, but he came out and played it strong last week, and he's had another strong game today. I thought that was pretty good.
What was the reason behind putting you back in the starting five tonight? Are you happy with his response?
Yeah, well, he came, coming back through the tape last week, he was doing everything right. He was our leading assist, making the extra pass, getting in the right position, and I just felt that, you know, he plays like that, he's going to be a real bonus for us, and to give him the confidence to and then respond the way he did was not a question. He'll get a chance to do it again.
Word on Ennis last quarter as well?
Yeah, fantastic. But the third quarter, you know, it's tough when you don't play in the first half. You know, we put Matty Young back in there in the first half just to see if we can get a spark, and especially with Jermaine going. So it's pretty hard to get that rotation right. The guys know if they've got it going on the court, I'm going to stay with them. But for him to come in after half time and play like that was sensational.
What was going on in that first quarter?
You just
didn't seem like you could miss.
No, I hit one, and then I had a couple of open shots. Damo hit me on a couple of them, and then I just kept shooting after that.
What goes through your head? Is it just confidence and you keep?
I just same form, same shot. Yeah, I don't really care about making a miss. I just focus on like same form, same shot.
Feel that team basketball sort of starting to come together tonight?
Yeah, it was times in the fourth quarter where we was making the extra pass. So hopefully it can carry on against the Kings on Sunday.
Coming up against Sydney, are you fired up for that one against Josh Childress?
Yeah, it should be fun. Yeah.
Are you looking forward to that game though, like getting to play again straight away now that you're in some decent form after tonight?
Yeah, I mean, our flight's early in the morning, so right now our focus is just to get some recovery in and get some rest and play ball on Sunday.
Are you confident the guys can back it up, given that it's such a short break and you got the travel?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is basketball. We play basketball every day, so I'm sure me and the guys will be fine.
Have you guys thought about coming up against Josh again at all? Dollars have been spoken about?
Nah, nobody spoke about it. Our focus was playing Townsville. Now our focus is playing against the Kings.
From a personal point of view, though, it'd be nice to get that win on Sunday. Is there sort of extra incentive given what happened last time?
Yeah, a little bit. Everybody knows what happened, so but Jess is all right. We're all right. So hopefully we can get a win on Sunday.
Jeff, as far as actually stopping Josh goes, we put up some massive numbers last week. What's the key to sort of shutting him down?
Yeah, we'll just make sure he's, you know, pushing uphill out of that, you know, so we'll give him different looks. We certainly won't play straight up and down all the time with him. He's, you know, he can go off the dribble, likes attacking the basket, and, you know, not only him, they've got some other scorers in there as well. They've, as I said, they've probably recruited the second best behind Melbourne. Sydney recruited some good players, so, you know, it's going to be a great challenge for us, especially on their home court, and looking forward to it.
Is there extra incentive from your point of view, given what happened with him and Jesse?
Not really. It's a game and we play. I think it'd be more important back here, and then the crowd can give him some Perth love. But we're on their turf, so we'll just lock in and make sure we're playing the right way and don't get sidetracked with individual stuff and stay team focused.
Thanks, Jeff.